Morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
So the real question is, how much of that water bottle did you hear?
I heard all of it, but yeah. I don't think the audience will have heard any.
Did you hear me spilling water all over myself?
No, but I watched it. That was fun.
That's right there. That's a thing.
That's the behind the scenes.
That's right.
Elliot, like, intently trying to chug water while, like, the camera's not on him.
That's right.
And it not always going his way.
No, it does not always go my way. That's hilarious. Well, everybody tuning in, I think you've already figured this out. This is a YouTube exclusive, and that's why I'm sitting in the wrong chair today, just mixing it up.
Let's try to do something different every episode.
It feels weird, I'm not going to lie. But this episode is sponsored, right? We put a sponsor at the beginning of this?
Yes.
Okay, so Noral Toyota, big shout out to Noral, Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls. We appreciate your sponsorship. Thank you very much for the support. We actually were down there all day filming. So this is the 8th episode, I think, that we're doing today.
Yeah.
Roughly.
And what else are we doing today when this airs?
Oh, this is airing on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not here.
No.
We're not here right now.
No.
I'm in two places at once.
Well, I think, yeah, I guess you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
You'll be on a bus.
Yeah, I'll be close. But you're going to your second rave.
Rave number two.
Yes.
Now, I've been struggling. Well, when I say struggling, I've been like mulling over the, I'm going to wear the same outfit I wore for rave number one.
I'm shocked.
I'm going to wear the same outfit.
I am genuinely shocked. I fully support it, but
yeah.
I just know how much you love a new outfit. Yeah. And the fact that you're passing up on the opportunity is...
Yeah. Big. I was going to wear, like, the tie-dye shorts.
Yeah.
I was really thinking of rocking those. But I looked at the temperature, and it's not going to be, like, super, super warm. When we come out that night, like, it might be a problem. So I don't want to be... trapped in the cold.
Definitely for Elliot Pierre.
That's right.
We've learned Elliot Pierre does not like the cold.
That's right. Although I love the winter, I don't like to be cold. So, also, it has like a built-in liner.
Yeah, like sun trunks?
Yeah, because that's what they are. And I tried, because I don't want to just be like swim trunk in the natural reef. So I tried to wear underwear with it, and I'm like, this ain't comfortable.
Yeah. So,
now, that all being said, this all could go out the window because you are leaving me by myself in Edmonton for a 48-hour period, roughly. So I might get up to some, you know.
It's like 36 hours that you got.
Yeah,
but
you can do damage.
I was going to say, you just need 24. You need that one night where you can go out.
Yeah.
And I think you'll do it.
Well, I know I am, and that's why I'm putting this asterisk in it, because I need to go to the mall to drop off some pants to get altered.
Yeah, tailored.
And I will be looking for, because even like the track pants they have isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
It fit the bill because I was in a crunch.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, what about sweatpants? Bad idea?
If they're tight around the waist, I would recommend it.
That's right.
You don't want anything you got to hike up.
That's right.
And like tight around the ankles is always good.
Well, you know how I wear roll up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, would sweatpants be too hot?
No.
Because, like,
do you get hot in sweatpants?
I don't really have sweatpants to give you a response.
I don't get hot in sweatpants, but, like,
yeah.
If you're not getting hot in track pants, you're not getting hot in sweatpants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I could go buy a pair of black sweatpants then.
100%.
Okay. I might change my outfit. And I'm in the mall. I might find another shirt.
I just can't. You're going to be in the mall, and you're going to want to find another shirt. Because, like, it's going to be, like...
Although that shirt, like, that shirt's banging.
It is banging, but it's going to be the 12th hour. You're going to panic and be like, I need to look fresh. I don't do these often, and you're going to buy something. I see it. I'm calling it.
You're calling it? Well,
yeah.
We'll find out. So, yeah, second rave. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. New venue. I haven't been to this venue yet.
I don't even know where the venue is. I just
I think it's Jasper on something. Or,
yeah, something downtown.
Yeah, it's near like the Fairmont and stuff.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be good. I'm excited about it. When does it start?
6 o'clock, I believe.
Oh, it's an early.
Or 9 o'clock, sorry. No, 9.
9. Okay, yeah. So we're going late this time.
Yeah.
Last time it started at 9 too, though. Yeah. And we were able to stay there until like
2.
2.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the same.
I believe, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it'll be banging.
Yeah, it's going to be banging, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So yeah, I'm going to go down a day extra to go do some stuff. You will not be joining me.
No, but
some things keep you back. So
we will be doing things afterwards.
That's right. We're going to go antiquing for Hot Wheels.
And antiques.
Antiques in general.
Yeah, who doesn't like to just walk through antiques and be like, oh, look at all this fun old stuff.
Well, you got that old Strathcona Market, which is like the biggest flea market in like North America or something in Edmonton, right off White Ave, which is amazing. And then I can't wait to take you to this other place called White Knight on White Ave, which I can't believe you've never been to White Knight before.
Yeah, I don't associate with White Knights usually.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not my thing. But.
Yeah, so it's a nerd antique store. Like, if you want video games, old school, action figures, playing cards, like, this is the spot.
Do you have a dream toy?
Well, the answer is yes and no, but I already have my dream toy. So, like, I have lots of toys from my childhood. My parents kept them all. So I collected all of the DC action figures from back in the day. So like the Supermans, the Batmans, like all of them. And I still have all of them. I have like literally the whole collection at home of I don't know. Anyways, I got a lot. And then my dad my mom and dad were awesome. I actually have all of the vehicles that they went in. So like I think at home there's like some like 6 Batmobiles. And, I've got the Bat Helicopter, I've got Lex Luthor's, so me and toys are it. But I have, for the original Batman, they came out, not with the black car that Adam West came in, but the there blue. Was a blue one. And I have the blue one. And so that is, like, as far as I'm concerned, like, that's it.
That's your unicorn of a toy?
Yeah. And, like, any one of my toys... May it be like a childhood toy or my adult toys, I play with it.
Oh,
and like Keegan still plays with it, and it's like a little bit like marked up a little bit, but
that's because they're toys that you play with.
They're toys that you play with, but then I also have the Hall of Justice. Oh man, I have Batman's. I have Bruce Wayne's mansion with the Batcave in the back. Like, so
you got the cool toys.
Yeah,
you got the toys in the commercials.
That's
didn't
right.
You?
Facts.
Yeah,
but the only toys that I didn't get, and I can't wait till Keegan gets a little bit older, is. And I get it. Like, you can only, your parents can only buy you so much. So, like, I ain't knocking my parents on this one. But I always wanted the Lego pirate ship. The big Lego pirate ship.
Yeah.
And my parents, like, even back then, it was just like, you must be out of your mind. This is so much money. As well as, like, I wasn't a kid to, like, take the time to, like, really build it. I would have, like, got, whatever. So, yeah, but I saw it for Keegan, and Keegan likes Lego. So one of these days, as he gets older, I think I'm going to buy that pirate ship Lego.
Yeah, Lego's an iconic toy.
Yeah, man. The other thing that I had a lot of, which was great, but Perro, my buddy, hated it because he didn't have them at first, and I had to like build up my collection for it to be fun for him, was Nerf guns. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Nerf was... a legendary toy.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we used to do wake-a-thons.
Right.
So, like, you'd stay up for, like, all night.
Yeah, yeah.
We had teachers that would bring in, like, their ungodly-sized Nerf gun collections.
That's right.
And kids would bring, like, materials from home. Like, I brought trash can lids to use as shields and, like, whatever you could find. We would have these, like, long 3-hour Nerf war games where, like, you run around the school shooting each other with Nerf guns. And
Nerf was awesome.
I don't know how much now that they'd be okay with you just bringing in a toy gun to school and shooting your teacher. But
well, they still look like toys, I guess.
Our teachers used to just Nerf us with Nerf guns in the middle of class. Like, they'd see you texting and you'd get shot with a Nerf gun.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, we shouted out for that sweet bottle of whiskey over there for my birthday, bought Keegan a few years ago, so I think Keegan was like 4, a very inappropriate Nerf gun for somebody of his age. It's like a Nerf, like, cannon, basically. And this thing just, like, when it hits you, even as an adult, you're just like, oh, man, that kind of hurt, bro. And so, like, Keegan can't even crank that thing, but sometimes we bring out that cannon, and it, like, rockets across the house and just keeps going. So I can't wait till Keegan's a little bit older, but that's one of those, like, if you're having a Nerf war, that's like a turret gun. You, like, stay in one spot, and you're just like...
I really appreciate that you can't wait till he's older, not so he can use this toy, but so you can use it on him.
On him, 100%. Yeah. 100% I'm going to shoot my kid with that Nerf gun.
I just want to see the moment that kid gets domed by that thing for the first time.
There'll be tears.
It'll be on.
There'll be tears. And so, but, like, I'll equip him with good Nerf guns, too. But, yeah, Nerf guns, we only had one or two. It was, like, me and my brother got a Nerf gun one Christmas, and then Perro didn't. So then his parents bought him, like, a generic thing that he couldn't compute. So I had, like, a Nerf Tommy gun, and it had, like, 6 arrows. And so to make it fair for Perro, I'd be like, here, you can have 2 of my arrows. But you don't get a gun. You have to
throw the arrows. Just so it's fair, hey? Like, he just has to get within arms throwing reach to you.
You better learn to dodge. But then we built up the collection, and then we were able to, like, share it. But, yeah, Nerf guns back in the day were me, Perro, my brother Alistair, Brad Elliott, and a guy who lived next door to me, Nord. Man, we used to have some epic Nerf battles, especially in Brad Elliott's basement. Like, epic Nerf battles.
You ever do it outside, like the kids in the commercials?
We did.
Jumping over the logs and stuff?
100%. But the only downside is just,
you lose all your bullets.
You lose your bullets, for one, and you got to find them, because, like,
you're
not getting refills, so you got to find the bullets. Also, like, when you're playing outside and you're shooting a Nerf gun, the air takes on the current, so you're not as accurate. Like, you want to play in a house where it's dead, still air.
So would you go out and do, like, airsoft or paintball?
I've never done airsoft or paintball, no.
We got to go out. Mm-mm. Why not?
Not interested.
It's like adult nerfing.
Yeah, but you get hit by, like, a bullet that hurts and leaves potential marks.
Yeah, but if you just, like, I'm not joking, if you wear, like, a pair of sweatpants and a sweater underneath the coveralls that they give you, you don't feel nothing.
Are you sure?
100%.
Like, are you just trying to trick me? Because no, if you're factual right now, I would be open to going to play it.
Like, you feel it. Like, you know you've been hit. Like, you know you're out. But, like, yeah. I've never gotten a bruise from paintball.
I don't want a mark or a welt.
I have never gotten a bruise from paintball.
Because back in the day, like, when I was going to college, like, they would go and they'd play battles. And that's what you do, I guess, when you're in college. Not me, but anyways, friends and associates. And they'd come back, like, and they would, like, have these huge, I almost swore there, welts. Everywhere, I'm just like, there's nothing fun about that to me.
If you, like, yeah, if you're going out and, like, in a t-shirt and your shorts, and then you just put those coveralls over it, then, yeah, you're probably going to get some welts. But, like I said, if you're wearing thick clothes underneath,
right,
you don't get bruised. It just doesn't happen. You might be sore, but at most from running around the forest.
So that's like, I don't like to be sore, but running around for, like, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm open to it if I'm not going to get bruised.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. So
you're such a baby.
Such a baby. Such a baby. Well, like, hey, listen, you know that more than anybody else.
I would agree.
So, yeah, sometimes, like, I'm like, what's that children's book, The Princess and the Pea?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, if the princess was a baby girl.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, facts, it's me.
Yeah. Shout out to all Elliot's friends who came up with that nickname, because it is a
girl.
Fact.
It's factual, baby girl. It's a nickname that has... evolved over the years, but it's still legitimate.
Yeah.
The reason I'm a baby girl evolves, but I'm still a baby girl.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I don't know which one of the boys nicknamed you that. I would love to give somebody
credit
for that. But there's the boys, there's so many good nickname givers that are out there that I kind of grew up with that I can't pinpoint if it was Pinto or Mitchell or Warner or Hildebrandt. Like,
you love nicknames, though, don't you?
Oh, nicknames are everything. Even a bad nickname is a good nickname. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like you started Chris, Young Daddy.
Oh, yeah, Young Daddy. Oh, man, Young Daddy was a good one. I used to have a boss. His name was JC. Jason Caruso, JC. That's like, I just like.
And your whole family is initial nicknames.
Yeah.
EK.
That's right. And then back in the day when we grew up, like Chris Barry is Barry. You just call, everybody was a last name. Barry, Mitchell, Warner. Like, I'm the only one that I think, because my last name's kind of a first name anyway, so it's like Pierre doesn't hold the same kind of.
No, and you don't look like a Pierre.
Yeah, exactly.
You look like an Albertan.
That's right. So, yeah, Baby Girl was a good one. And then as I grew up a little bit, I've been nicknamed Corporate as well. That one doesn't
stand the same. The test of time.
Yeah, just because I don't look corporate anymore. I'm not wearing the suits. The hair isn't parted anymore.
So. That's more of a personality than it is a nickname now.
That's right. And so, like, the nickname was given because of the personality, but, like, when you're out at the bar and somebody called you corporate and I look like that, it was people like just got it. Now, yeah. Like, the boys still call me corporate from time to time, but if like there's a newcomer around, they're just like, how's this guy who sits cross-legged and shaves his head bald with this beard corporate? Like,
the
just
best,
talk to him for a few minutes, you'll figure it out.
The best part is when you were corporate,
yeah.
You still were doing these things.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I can see you in like a 3-piece suit, crisscross applesauce, yeah. At a high-profile site meeting.
Yeah, well, there was an episode that we filmed when I was wearing the 3-piece suit and I was sitting cross-legged. So
yeah, why not?
You just get comfortable. I don't know, like sitting with your legs down, like I don't know, like I can kick my feet up. I don't know if you can see it on camera right now. Like yep. Kicking your feet up is cool. I can do that sometimes, but like sitting with your legs down, you just I don't know. It's just uncomfortable to me.
Thanks for tuning into the Mac City Morning Show Friday episodes where we discuss how you sit.
Yeah, randomness.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, that's my... Even we had a guest that hasn't aired yet. She came on the show, and she's like, her third time. She's like, man, we're talking about some random things. The more I come here, the more random it gets. We're like, well, yeah, that's what, like, a podcast is. Just, like, chatting and, like, shooting, you know?
Okay, so speaking of that guest, then... Question I asked her, a little inside, a little tidbit,
mm-hmm.
I'll ask you.
Yeah.
If you could talk to any TV character and ask them a question, who would it be and why?
Yeah, see, so, like, I'm a child, and so, like, I don't remember what I thought, but as soon as you asked that question, my head went, like, right to cartoons.
100%. 100%.
Right to cartoons.
Yeah.
And then she didn't say a cartoon, and she didn't even think of about a cartoon, and so I was just like, and then when she said her answer, not to say it was a bad answer, it's just... Not what I would have said. So
better question.
Yeah.
What about what cartoon food would you want to try the most?
Well, as far as cartoon characters, I think I told you like last time it was the Jetsons. But now that you're asking, what's coming to my head is Batman. Yeah. So
the Jetsons would be cool, yeah. The
Jetsons would be cool because they live in the future and stuff.
But what about food? Like,
well, obviously
Krabby Patties or like the donut from The Simpsons.
Nope. No,
what is
I'm going
it?
Old school, bro. I'm going Flintstones.
Those
big, huge, like, pieces of meat that
so
they
So you're telling
have,
me
like,
you would rather eat that giant piece of meat than, like, a Ninja Turtle slice of pizza?
Oh, well.
Like, it doesn't have to be that version.
That's
but,
right,
like,
that's
just
right,
that,
that's right.
Like, the thing of the cheese off that pizza. Like,
yeah,
when you were a kid.
Yeah, pizza was good. Yeah, facts. No, I'm sticking with, like, the big brontosaurus huge thing. Yeah, like, I like my meat, bro. I like my meat.
That's
Ninja true. Turtles is, like, and here's why I can't give it to the Ninja Turtles. This is why. And, like, it's something that is, I need to correct in my life. I've never had New York pizza before. Like, I've never been to New York City.
Do you want to go together?
100%.
All right.
So, New York pizza, like, I think if I knew what New York pizza was and what it tasted like, I might switch my answer, like, folding it, eating it, like,
okay,
they have, like, the best pizza, supposedly, you know?
So do you know who Dave Poitnoy is? Barstool Sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He does a show on YouTube that you need to watch.
I've heard about
called,
this, and I've seen clips.
Yeah, One Bite Review.
Right.
One
right.
Bite, everybody knows the rules, mm-hmm. And he reviews New York pizzas.
I've just seen him, like, one guy chase him off and didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And then that went viral, and now that pizza business is out of business.
Yeah. Oh, dude, his reviews for New York pizza are make and break. Like, there's been a few places that have had him back and been like, we didn't have the right cook, something went wrong, we want a new rating, like, come
that's
back.
Right, that's right.
And
that's
so,
cool.
Like, he does the ratings of all the pizza places in, like, the New York metro area, so, like Manhattan,
that.
All that.
Yeah.
So, like, if we're going to New York,
we got to go through those reviews and see which one.
Because
I know he only has two or three that rank over a 9 point.
Okay. That's like when I go traveling somewhere, I go and I check out Guy Fieri. Diners, drive-ins, and dives. I try to like look for what he's like thrown down. So that's
and
a good one.
What's the, like, yeah, pizza in New York, though?
So that's why I can't go to Ninja Turtles. But I think if I had pizza in New York, same with a hot dog. I'd love to eat a hot dog off a vendor. I've had hot dogs at stadiums, and I've had a hot dog in Chicago, which was like, but like,
okay.
There's certain things that are very iconic to New York, and pizza and hot dog off a street or like at a bodega somewhere.
So I think we'd need to see a Yankees game then.
Oh, yeah.
And go and get a Yankee stadium.
That's right. Here's the thing about Yankees, and I get heat about this, which I think is hilarious. Like, I don't wear hats often. But when I do, I only have two hats, really, like baseball caps. And one of them that I've had, like, I've always had one of these my whole life. Not the same one,
because,
you know, you grow out of hats to get dirty and stuff. But I wear a New York Yankees hat. And so, like, I get so much heat every time I wear this hat. My brother-in-law, Greg, he's a big Blue Jays fan. And I remember, like, at his wedding, I was part of the groomsmen, and so I went to the hotel room just rocking a baseball cap before I put on the suit, and I thought him and his dad were going to kick me out because it was my Yankees hat. I don't follow baseball.
No, me neither.
I don't dislike baseball. Like, I'll go to a game. I'll watch it. Big ups if you play baseball. You're talented, man, to hit a ball going that fast, right? But I don't rock it because of baseball. I rock it because, like, I'm hip-hop. Like, hip-hop was New York,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're so hip-hop, hey?
Well, like, that's why I rock it. Hey, listen.
You're hip-hop like Chappelle's Hood.
That's right. But, like, I do hip-hop things from there. Like, I rock the Rollie. I got the gold chain. Like, I'll put on the New York hat because of, like, Jay-Z and the Wu-Tang Clan. So, like, I rock the New York Yankees hat because of hip-hop, not because of baseball. But, boy, oh, boy, when you wear that hat, do people come and tell you stuff for no reason?
Yup.
The one hat that I also wear that I like the most, though, because I got it on it, it means the world to me. I went to a Game 7 Eastern Conference Final. Conference Finals for the Stanley Cup. So I have it was L.A. versus Chicago. So I have a Chicago Blackhawks hat that I rock. And I love it. And, like, especially now with, like, the world being what it is, I'm just waiting until somebody tells me I can't wear it. I'm still gonna wear it because it's a sweet hat.
No, the Blackhawks have actually came out and stated that with, like, all of the name changes,
they want to stay.
They're gonna stay.
That's awesome.
Because
it's a warrior. It's like something.
Well, and that's the statement that they made. It's like, yeah, these other names that had to change, like the Cleveland Indians or the Washington Redskins. Those were derogatory terms,
right,
for Native people. But but the Blackhawks are an actual Native tribe within Chicago. So it's within Illinois.
Yeah, it's paying homage.
It's representing, paying homage to the land and the area that they're in, and they don't disrespect it, right?
Yeah.
And so they might go ahead and change their, like, logo. Maybe they take away the chief head, but, like, I know for a fact they won't change their name.
That's awesome, because I love that hat, and it means the world to me. Game 7, unreal. Great memories. But before, because we got to cut this short, I got to get bouncing here. We got to give a big shout out to Steve Keegan because this is hilarious. Steve's coming up in a lot of episodes. He saw me wearing the coveralls and he was just like,
that episode?
Yeah. He's like, I think you're culturally
appropriating
Ginch culture, which I was just, I laughed out loud. It was hilarious because you know me.
This is a prerequisite to getting on the Friday episodes with me and Elliot, is you need to have at least one roast about his coveralls.
That's right. So there's been lots of roasts. People loved what you did with the coveralls, like, in the side. I didn't know that it was there. It was hilarious.
That's Alicia, the best part.
Alicia's like, he's hilarious. Oh, this is Keith McGrath here right now. So we're going to wrap this up. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. I got to go to a job. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Dental Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.